requested to take additional leave or potentially from being terminated for attempting to either do breastfeeding or using breast pumping to express milk for their babies. Scientific evidence supports the importance of breastfeeding. It's been shown that it reduces acute infections, has implications, positive implications for diabetes, asthma, and obesity. The AB 2386 is needed to clarify simply that existing workplace protections for nursing mothers are needed, and that this measure will give that greater amount of protection in the workplace. And I respectfully ask your aye vote. And I do have Karen Farley here from the California Women, Infant, and Children's Association to testify.
All right. Witnesses in support. Yes, ma'am. Give us your testimony.
Yes, I'm from the California WIC Association, and this is a nonprofit organization that supports the federally funded Women, Infant, and Children Nutrition Program. And we serve close to 1.5 million women and children every month here in California. And the WIC employees spend a tremendous amount of time supporting those moms who decide to breastfeed, to initiate breastfeeding, go into the hospital, come out breastfeeding, and continue to breastfeed if they need to return to work or school or just are at home. And so, as Assemblyman Allen mentioned, the law does protect women with a private place and a reasonable amount of time to breastfeed, but there is no protection for discrimination. So we ask for your aye vote to cover this blind spot so that we can reduce one more barrier so that our women can, who want to breastfeed, continue to breastfeed and have the good health outcomes that they're trying to achieve.
All right. Are there other witnesses in support? Seeing none, are there witnesses in opposition? I see no witnesses in opposition. Questions or comments?
I'll move the bill.
The bill has been moved by Senator Corbett. It would be do pass. All right, do pass. Please call the roll, Madam Secretary.
The motion is do pass to Senate Appropriations Committee. Evans, Harmon.
Aye.
Harmon, aye. Blakeslee.
Aye.
Blakeslee, aye. Corbett. Corbett, aye. Leno.
Aye.
Leno, aye.
All right, that bill has four votes. That's sufficient to move out of this committee. We are going to place it on call, waiting the return of the chairperson.
Thank you for your time and courtesy.
Thank you very much. Members, we have, I'm told, two bills left, and the authors have been asked to come to the committee room. That's Assemblyman Blumenfield and Akajanian. Help me with pronunciation. So they're on the way. So let's wait a couple minutes and see if we get them here.
Can we lift some calls while we're waiting?
Yes, I think that'd be a good idea if we can do that. Ask the Secretary to give me the file number.
And we're going to lift a call on some of the bills, and which ones would you like to do?
What?
All right, good.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's plan.
Okay.
Let's do file item number one, SB 1425. Open the roll.
Blakeslee.
Aye.
Blakeslee, aye. Corbett.
Aye.
Corbett, aye.
5-0, that bill passes. File item number two, AB 805 by Torres. Open the roll.
Blakeslee.
Aye.
Blakeslee, aye. Corbett.
Aye.
Corbett, aye.
That bill has five votes, and it clears the committee. File item three, AB 806.
Blakeslee.
Aye.
Blakeslee, aye. Corbett.
Aye.
Corbett, aye.
That bill has five votes, sufficient to pass out of the committee. That takes care of the first three. Now, where do you want to go? Consent calendar?
Let's do consent calendar.
All right, let's open the consent calendar, please.
Blakeslee.
Aye.
Blakeslee, aye. Corbett.
Aye.
Corbett, aye.
5-0. The consent calendar is approved.
Next,
item number seven. File item seven, AB 1558.
Blake
will open the roll.
Blakeslee.
Aye.
Blakeslee, aye. Corbett.
Aye.
Corbett, aye.
That bill has five votes, sufficient to pass out of this committee, and I see the chair is back. All right, then we're just calling the bills that are on call. we're going to, which one next? Nine?
Item number 12, sir.
All right, file item 12. That's the Silva bill, AB 2073. Open the roll, please.
Blakeslee?
Aye.
Blakeslee, aye. Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye.
5-0. That bill passes the committee. 5-0. Want to go to 13?
Number 13, yes.
File item 13. That's AB 2149. Open the roll.
Evans?
Aye.
Evans, aye.
4-1, sir.
4-1. That bill passes. Next one?
16.
Number 16?
16. Nastanti, 16, AB 2365. Open the roll.
Evans?
Aye.
Evans, aye.
5-0, sir.
5-0. That bill passes out of this committee.
Number 18?
18 is the Allen bill, AB 2386. Open the roll.
Evans?
Aye.
Evans, aye.
5-0. That bill passes out of the committee. 19 was consent. We're down to 20, which we're waiting for Assemblyman Blumenfeld. Cut's here. All right, I'll pass the gavel back to the chair.
Thank you very much for your able assistance.
Ready for file item 21, Madam Chair.
All right, we will call file item 21, AB 2612, Assemblymember Achagian. I apologize. I know you as Cacho. It's so much easier.
And I go by Cacho. Thank you, Madam Chair, and honorable members. Good afternoon, and I'm pleased to present AB 2612. A bill that would help public entities recoup more of the costs associated with civil court trial appearances. Currently, when a party requests a public employee to appear at a civil court trial, they must reimburse the public entity for costs associated with the appearance and make $150 deposit to cover those costs. However, the $150 court subpoena deposit has not been increased since 1986, even though salaries and travel expenses have increased dramatically since then. As a result, in many cases, the actual cost exceeds the $150 deposit. Although a public entity is entitled to collect the amount owed by sending an invoice for the balance due, there are occasions when these invoices are ignored. For example, the average cost for a civil court appearance by CHP officer is $400. However, as a result of unpaid invoices, the CHP currently has an outstanding balance of uncollected appearance fees of over $225,000. AB 2612 would make it easier for public entities to recoup this cost by increasing the required deposit amount. With me today to offer further information is Sergeant Ryan. Welcome, sir. And with that, if you have questions, we'll be happy to answer.
Thank you. I think we'll go to witnesses in support.
Thank you, Sergeant Brian Goldhammer with the California Highway Patrol. The CHP fully supports AB 2612. Because our employees are frequently called to testify in court and give deposition in civil cases. And per current statute, our department's entitled to recoup the costs with this appearance, salary, benefits, travel expenses, and administrative costs. And for the costs that exceed the current $150 deposit, our department sends out an invoice to these legal firms that request the subpoena. Unfortunately, there are many occasions when these invoices are ignored, and it causes us as a department to go to the collection process. Currently, between 1990 and the year 2011, we have over 225,000 in outstanding invoices, and we have one legal firm that has over 90 unpaid invoices on its own since 2008. Many other public agencies have employees that frequently testify in civil court, and we feel that this bill would allow those agencies to be able to recoup and get the money up front to help reduce the costs associated with going to collection and try to recover the money at a later point in time. For this, we respectfully request your aye vote.
Madam Chair, members, Ralph Hine for the California Fire Chiefs Association. I won't repeat the testimony of the sergeant, but we certainly associate ourselves with the Highway Patrol. More and more, we're having particularly arson investigators that are called for these kinds of trials, and so we too support the bill.
All right. Any other?
I'll move the bill.
All right, we have a motion. Any other witnesses in support? Any witnesses in opposition? I'll just comment that, as a lawyer, I've had to issue these subpoenas for different public employees, and I think the deposit is very, very low. There's always the challenge, though, to strike the right balance between allowing litigants who don't have a lot of resources to call in the witnesses that they're entitled to versus being sure that we reimburse the state agency for the actual cost of their absence. So I appreciate this. I think this is a reasonable approach, so I'll be supporting it. So we have a motion. We can call the roll.
The motion is, do you pass to Senate Appropriations? Evans?
Aye.
Evans, aye. Harmon? Blakeslee? Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Leno? Aye.
All right, that bill has three votes. Mr. Harmon has had to leave for the day, but we'll keep the roll open for Mr. Blakeslee's return.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, we have our last author, Mr. Blumenfield, item number 20, AB 2483. And I'll note the bill has no oppositions.
We all note that.
What's that?
No opposition.
No opposition, so I should be brief.
And we've been here for a very long time.
Thank you for being here for a long time. I will be very brief. I'll try to keep my comments under an hour. No, basically this is...
You might want to reconsider that.
This is to try to keep... victims of stalking in line with folks with domestic violence and other victims to allow them to have to be into the safe harbor program without having to show the evidence that they're in there, but they wouldn't just be able to do it on their own. They have to go through a an enrolled nonprofit organization that deal mostly they were talking about domestic violence shelters. That will enroll them, but what we found is that it's been very difficult for folks who are victims of stalking to have all that evidence in front of them, and they want to be part of this program. Thousands of Californians are victims of stalking and violent and abusive relationships, and this is one way for the state to help, and I respectfully ask your aye vote.
All right, witnesses in support?
I'm Beth Hassett, the executive director of WEAVE, and we're the Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Center here in Sac County. I just wanted to give you a sense of one of the clients that we served for a long time and what she went through. Her boyfriend started stalking her after she broke up with him, and he was very skilled at intimidating her without getting caught. He would sit outside her house, and when the police came, he'd disappear. He poured water through her mail slot in her rented Victorian and then poured gasoline in there in an attempt to light it on fire. They could never prove it. He would call her parents collect, and when they said, who's calling, you know, what's the name of your party, he'd say, your dead daughter, Connie. So they'd get these calls from your dead daughter, Connie. And it went on for years, and even with the help of law enforcement, she just could never prove that it was him. He finally got caught, and that's a perfect example of someone for whom there was not really a domestic violence relationship, but there was ongoing stalking and terror inflicted upon her.
All right, thank you. Any other witnesses in support?
Hi, good afternoon. I'm Krista Nimzik. I'm with the California Partnership to End Domestic Violence. We represent over 200 organizational and individual members, all with the goal of ending domestic violence in California. Every day, our members help victims, such as the one that was just described, to escape violent relationships and find safety. Stalking is often very difficult to document and very difficult to build a body of evidence for. And so for victims who are experiencing stalking, who seek the safety of a program such as the Safe at Home program, the barriers that currently exist keep them from realizing that safety. AB 2483 will allow them to enroll in this program that has successfully kept many victims safe, and so we urge your support.
All right, thank you. Any witnesses in opposition? All right, we'll bring it back to the committee. We have a motion. I'll just comment, this is a program that seems to have worked well in other areas, so I'm happy to see it extended here. So I'll be supporting it. We have a motion. We'll call the roll.
Evans?
Aye.
Evans, aye. Harmon? Blakeslee? Corbett? Corbett, aye. Leno?
Aye.
Leno, aye.
All right, that bill has three votes. We'll keep the roll open for Mr. Blakeslee, and thank you.
Great, thank you so much.
All right, excuse me. We'll keep the roll open. I'll keep the roll open for the absent members for about the next 3 minutes. Okay, we will reopen the roll for Mr. Blakeslee to add on.
Starting with 2483, item number 20.
Starting with item number 20. Please call the absent members.
Harmon, Blakeslee.
Aye.
Blakeslee, aye.
4-0.
That item is out, 4-0. Call the absent members on item number 21.
Harmon, Blakeslee. Blakeslee, aye.
All right, that bill is out with 4 aye votes and 1 absent. All right, that is it. That wraps up the business of the Senate Judiciary Committee for today. We are adjourned.